Farewell, Jack Bauer. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was a week of season finales, including 24, Fox's real-time drama about counterterrorism agent Jack Bauer.
The only way to get him to cooperate is to make him think we're going to hurt his family, his wife, and his kid.
No, absolutely not.
Jack Bauer had no time for Miranda rights during an interrogation because he figured electricity worked better. And he was perfectly willing to admit to Congress that his techniques were illegal.
Did you torture Mr. Haddad?
According to the definition set forth by the Geneva Convention, yes, I did.
I'm waiting for the day I see that on C-SPAN. As Americans, we're supposed to believe that the Constitution applies to everyone, even the bad guys. But Jack Bauer, well, let's just say he would have treated the Times Square bomber a little differently.
Who are you?
My name is Jack Bauer, and right now I'm the only chance your wife and children have to stay alive.
And even though he was only a TV character, and even though the real-time format required him to recover from some pretty serious wounds during the spot breaks, it left you wondering if it really was fiction.
In the name of protecting this country, we've created two worlds. Ours and the people we promised to protect. They deserve to know the truth, and they can decide how far they want to let us go.
In other words, even a democratic nation in the face of terrorism might consent to employ outlaws to protect itself.
Jack! The rules are what make us better.
Not today.
We'll see. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.